The holy letter is volume 5. This is letter number 1421. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 15th day of Shvat in the year Tavshin Yud Beis in 1952 in Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. This is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, it was with great joy that I received your letter dated Tuesday in the portion of Shemois, in which you describe your education and your life until recent times. You write with joy. I write with joy because I had heard many times from you, but not directly from you yourself. You haven't directly corresponded with me. And I hope that from today and on, you will stay in a correspondence, writing correspondence, which would bring with it an addition in Torah and Mitzvahs. You don't mention in your writing about the time that you have set up for the studying Torah, both the revealed part of Torah and also the Hasidic part of Torah. Because now, in your city, there are several young people with whom you are able to speak about these matters and also to set up a time to study with they both, the revealed and Hasidus, a part of Torah. And I hope that you will not delay this and you will organize as soon as possible if you have not done it until now. This that you are complaining about, that you didn't have the opportunity to study while you were young. So there's two points the Rebbe says to him. It must happen that we feel like at least we would have had more chance to learn when we were younger, then we would have been in a better place today. So the Rebbe says two things. Number one, there were many of the great amongst Israel that because of various reasons, they only started to study in their later years. And yet, it was by them with great success. So, meaning, even if you start late, you can still be successful. Number two, from this is also understood that this is not an excuse to exempt, to free yourself, or to make yourself easier now. This concept of studying Torah and in the various areas of Torah, especially as far as the section of the Hasidic, the teaching of Hasidus. As a continuation to this, that Hashem, blessed, gave you the privilege and He gave you the opportunity to educate Jewish children, which are children of the blessed Hashem, they're God's children. And you can bring them close, their hearts, to their Father in Heaven. I am sure that you will have the support from the heavens. You'll have Sayyata Dishmaya to be successful in your study on your own and also in the education from your children together with your wife, may she live. And I hope to hear from you. Good news with blessings.